Governor Walker had his primetime speech last night, but it was a brief one and one of many given by a number of governors. Is there anything really to read into that?
Well, I think you could try and read into it depending on which side of the aisle you're on. If you're a Democrat, you're saying, well, Governor Walker's not as popular as we've heard or as everyone's been telling us because he didn't have the primetime spot. I mean, there were two or three other governors after him. Chris Christie, the governor from New Jersey, got the big headlining speech. But I think if you're a Republican, you can still say, I mean, he was late in the evening, and he had one of the loudest ovations of the night leading up to that when he was introduced. There's clear appreciation from across the national GOP for Governor Walker and what he's done in Wisconsin.
Now, there was the official roll call last night, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I was wondering why the major parties still do this, these formalities like the roll call vote. I mean, the nominee's already decided in the primary process. There's no brokering anymore at conventions. Why do you think the parties stick to traditions like this?
Well, I think part of it is a big cheerleading exercise. Each state gets called out and how many delegates they have, and they have a leader that gets to step up to the mic and say, you know, the great state. And actually, this is a great situation of how Walker was handled. Governor Walker was the person to step forward and read off the delegates for Wisconsin. And they went in alphabetical order, so he was obviously towards the end. He had the loudest ovation of the day that time. Now, that was earlier in the evening. That was around 4:30 Eastern time. And it was a 40-second standing ovation from the crowd. We haven't seen anything like that down here so far. Most of the crowd reactions have been pretty polite, but it was deafening. The entire room stood up as soon as his name was read. Governor Walker tried to start his little speech, and he couldn't. He had to stop and start a few times before the crowd finally let him go forward. And to give you a sense of the little cheerleading stuff he does, and this is emblematic of what all the states did. He said, well, you know, Wisconsin is the home to the NFL MVP and Major League Baseball's MVP, and Miss America's from Wisconsin. So you try and build up the state cheerleading aspect before you read off where the delegates went to. Now, there could be a change in this in the future, and part of that's because of the Ron Paul situation. Ron Paul supporters were there, and he did have a number of delegates, and he did not release them. Other candidates, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, released their delegates. So when other states read off the number of delegates that these candidates had, they all went to Mitt Romney, where Ron Paul's delegates had to be announced. So in the end, for Wisconsin, it was 41 delegates for Mitt Romney, one for Ron Paul. And every time that was read where his name came up, his supporters were very vocal in the audience, shouting out Ron Paul and trying to build enthusiasm for him. And that was not something that the Romney campaign or the GOP wanted to have to address, is that there was another person in the room. So not a guarantee, but going forward, there may be some changes, and they're trying to change some of their platforms so that going forward, all delegates have to be pledged to the main nominee.
Only about 10 seconds. What do you expect to hear from Paul Ryan tonight?
I think we're going to hear a lot of enthusiasm, and we're going to hear about his plans. Everything we've heard from people, what they expect to hear is about the economics and the governing policy that Mitt Romney would put in place if he's elected president.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you.